From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Islamic State forces flee a government complex in Ramadi. Iraqi military commanders say they have gained control of the main government compound in the city of Ramadi. They say engineers are still clearing the site of explosives devices left behind by fleeing Islamic State fighters. By late Sunday, Iraqi forces were still hours or more away from declaring total victory. Commanders said IS forces still controlled as much as three-quarters of the city as fighting progressed. Monitors and security sources say a UN-brokered plan to evacuate thousands of jihadist fighters under siege near the Syrian capital has been delayed. The delay follows Friday's killing of anti-government leader Zahran Alush. Alush was expected to guarantee safe passage to the jihadists. Details of his death remain unclear. Some reports say Alush was killed by an airstrike by government forces. Others say the airstrike was done by the Russians. Afghanistan and Pakistan have pledged to jointly work for an early resumption of peace talks between the Afghan government and the Taliban. They agreed to deal sternly with insurgent groups who refused to stop committing acts of violence. The pledge came Sunday during talks in Kabul between visiting Pakistani military chief General Raheel Sharif and Afghan leaders. The Somali militant group Al-Shabaab is claiming responsibility for an attack in northeastern Kenya Sunday that killed at least two police officers. A statement on a pro-Al-Shabaab website said fighters from the group ambushed a Kenyan military convoy as it left the town of El Wak, bound for Mandera. This is VOA News. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani said Sunday, "It is up to Muslims to improve the world's opinion of Islam." During a speech at the opening ceremony of the International Islamic Unity Conference in Tehran, President Rouhani said Muslims must remove Iran's negative image from today's cyber and real space. Rouhani criticized Muslims for being silent in the face of all the killings and bloodshed in Syria, Iraq, and Yemen. The United States is experiencing weather that is unusual for this time of year. Several tornadoes struck the southern state of Texas on Saturday, leaving a number of people dead and destroying a number of houses in the Dallas area. Pedro Barano is a police spokesman from Garland, Texas.
It's been confirmed that last night at approximately 6:45 p.m., a tornado struck the southeast part of Garland in the area of I-30 and the George Bush Turnpike. A number of homes, apartments, businesses, as well as vehicles were struck and damaged from this tornado. We have confirmed 8 fatalities here in the Garland area from this storm.
Part of Texas and neighboring Oklahoma are bracing for what could be a crippling blizzard with as much as 45 centimeters of snow. The head of one of China's largest telecommunications companies is under investigation on suspicion of corruption. A posting on a government website says Chang Zhaobing, chairman of China Telecom, was being investigated for disciplinary violations. No details were given on the specifics of the alleged infractions. Ugandan's president, Yoweri Museveni, hopes to restart peace negotiations Monday between the government of Burundi and Burundian opposition groups. The talks in Kampala are backed by the East African Community and the United Nations Security Council. They are aimed at restoring peace and security in Burundi following months of violence in the capital, Bujumbura, and other parts of the country. Israeli forces shot and killed two Palestinians who stabbed and wounded an Israeli soldier in the West Bank. The military said the attackers stabbed the soldier at a gas station near the Hawara crossing near the city of Nablus. Israeli officials say the soldier was moderately wounded. Earlier Sunday, a Palestinian stabbed and injured a soldier near Jerusalem's main bus station. Afghan officials say a militia controlled by a prominent lawmaker beheaded 4 Islamic State militants in the eastern province of Kandahar. The militia members, loyal to Zahir Qadir, the deputy speaker of parliament, have been fighting with IS-affiliated gunmen in the region for weeks. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.